This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back, and Mayor LaToya Cantrell joins us in the studio. And Mayor, I know that I've seen you on TV quite a bit in the last couple of days. It's been a crazy weekend, not only in the city, but throughout the metropolitan area. And I was telling somebody the other day, after 40 years in law enforcement, I remember these weekends that were like this, that it was just throughout the whole metro area, and there were a number of issues. But in this particular case, there seems to have been, I think, a rush to judgment. And I know that you guys want to be transparent and open and provide the necessary facts, but we're off and running, and you issued a statement yesterday.
Yeah, thank you so much, and good afternoon. I'm so glad you you asked me to come on. I actually wanted to be here, right. And hearing your voice and even getting your input, you know, relative to this, it matters. You know law enforcement better than, of course, I do. But this weekend was one that really took its toll, I would say, especially when you look at Thursday. We were half in terms of homicide if you looked at January and February even of 2018. This was a tumultuous weekend.
I could see the emotion in everyone talking to the media out on the scene, and it was a crazy scene. It was about a block long, obviously, and presented challenges. I had former Chief Ronald Surpass on the show this morning, and when I woke up this morning, I see that the independent police monitor is making comments about appropriate behavior or not appropriate behavior and concerns, and I don't think we have. Reached a final report on this matter. In fact, I'm confident that you guys have not. And I wonder what your reaction was to that, because basically what you were saying to everybody is we need to relax. It's going to reveal itself. We're going to tell the story. There may be some ugly outcome to this story. We recognize that. Trying to piece together who shot who, right. When, why, and how, right?
Right.
But why should we be judging this before we even have all of the facts brought into the office and really put down on paper, to make it just quite simple?
Well, we absolutely should not rush to judgment. That has a negative impact across the board, and particularly to our residents and our visitors in our city. We need, when we speak, it should be factual. And this is an ongoing investigation. It is being taken very seriously, but a rush to judgment is something that should not be happening at this time. To your point, the independent police monitor making statements and the investigation is ongoing, I think it's inappropriate. She wasn't even on the scene. Mm-hmm. You know, she had two of her hires there, and she wasn't there. The notes that they were taking looked like on some scratch paper. Bottom line is, let's make sure that we give the time necessary to have a thorough investigation, and we will collectively present the facts to the public and to whom, to everyone. We have nothing to hide here. But also, what's unique about this is that this is a dual investigation. Now, NOPD, in terms of PIB, we are lead on that.
Right.
But the state police is also a partner in this. And from the very start, we were on the same page with how the investigation would proceed. And so I would expect and really ask that the IPM join in terms of a real partnership and stop pointing fingers, particularly before we have all of the facts.
Yeah, and it may be that the observations are correct, but why do they need to be made now before the final report is there. It seems to me it just stimulates angst and anxiety in the community over nothing because we don't know exactly what occurred, when, why, and how. And my concern, now every officer on the scene is probably lawyered up. And it just makes this process even more difficult because we're already pointing fingers.
Right, right. And well, and it causes harm. It doesn't, it doesn't help. And yeah, we need to let the investigation play out. And that's absolutely what
I wanted to go a little further. I want to agree with you with your observations. You know, a lot of folks have tried to bootstrap this as to what the reaction of NOPD would be if a similar situation happened during a Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. Each event is unique to it in and of itself. And,
right.
You know, and the process by which they evaluate, observe, and orient, and decide, and act to whatever the threat may be is different. And it seems as though we got people running amok, bootstrapping, trying to say, well, this is the same circumstance that would happen over on St. Charles Avenue if they were presented with it. No. In fact, we know to the contrary because we've had shootings along the parade route, and the reaction wasn't.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and then you have those making comments that have know nothing about law enforcement. But the bottom line is every incident absolutely is different, especially when you're having officers being shot at first.
Right.
So the officers were put in danger. Open fire.
Right.
Was they were the target to that. I went to visit one of our young people that's still in the hospital on yesterday. She opens her eyes, and the first thing she tells me, really she asks me, is how's the police officer? How's the police officer? That was on her mind and on her heart because she said he pushed her down out of harm's way. She was hit in the leg, main artery, but the first thing she said to me was how was the police officer?
Well, that's refreshing because a lot of times I think the police become the target of stuff. It's a difficult situation, the threat and the challenge that's presented. Sometimes, you know, you can do things by the book and you still have an ugly outcome.
You sure can. And we always have to keep in mind that these are human beings.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Both the public, you know, as well as the police officers. And they're experiencing trauma. Just like the innocent bystanders are as well. Even the bus driver, you know, who wasn't hit, but traumatized, of course. That's natural, and we need to provide whatever resources necessary to meet them where they are, and we're doing that.
We got to get to a break. We'll be right back. Give us a shout, 260-1870, or text us at 870-870. We have the mayor, LaToya Cantrell, in the house. We'll be right back after the break. We're back and we're talking to Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Mayor, one of the other observations that I wanted to talk about is that you tried to assure the public of the safety and security of the streets of the city of New Orleans during the Mardi Gras season. I have to tell you, I interviewed your Homeland Security Director the other day and was very impressed by the plan that they
Absolutely.
Have in place. I mean, even down to the point of you can go on his website and find out where the portalettes are,
yes.
Which was amazing to me. But I think it was very reassuring for me. I'd never met the man before. I'd heard of him, had talked to him, but we had a really nice interview. And I think, you know, the plan as outlined by him is an all-purpose plan that I think touches on all of the major touchstone issues that we need to be concerned about with crowd control and
yes.
everything that Mardi Gras presents.
Yes, and just laser-focused on the partnerships, really what it takes to keep us safe during large events like Mardi Gras. I mean, it's the New Orleans Police Department, of course, and Homeland Security, but it's the state police as well. You know, FBI, strong partners. But that's what it's going to take. And we saw that partnership even play out on Sunday.
Yeah.
We really did.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.